Masechet Midot Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. This Mishnah is a continuation of the last Mishnah. We started off the last Mishnah by saying that the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash was enclosed on all four sides by a wall. And here we'll continue to talk about the gates that led into the courtyard. Mishnah says, Veshe Basafon, in the north, the first gate from the west was Sha'ar HaNitzotz. The spark gate was called that because there was always a fire lit over here in case the Mizbeach needed to be relit if the fire went out. It was built like an open foyer. It had two walls on either side of the gate, and there was a space in front of the gate that was open. And there was a upper chamber built on top of the foyer where the Kohanim would stand guard. Shakohanim shomrim milimalan v'halvi'im milimatan. Because the Levi'im are always secondary to the Kohanim. So if both of them had to stay guard, the Kohanim would be in a high place and the Levi'im would be below on the ground. We always give precedence to the Kohen. So the Kohen would be above and the Levi below on the floor of the Temple Mount. Upetach hayalo lahel, and this foyer had an opening to the hel. The hel was the 10 amma wide area just outside of the courtyard of the Temple Mount. We'll get more into that later on in the Masechet. Sheni lo sha'ar ha-korban, the second gate from the spark gate was the korban gate, the kadshe kadashim. The most holy korbanot would be brought through here because they would be slaughtered in the northern half of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Shelishilo Beit HaMoked. The third gate from the spark gate was called the Hall of Fire. It was a large room, and there were always fires burning over there because the Kohanim would walk barefoot in the Beit HaMikdash, and they would get cold, so it would serve to warm them up.